こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、先週ヒューマンライツウォッチの発表で中国政府が新疆ウイグル地区においてビッグデータを使った犯罪予測を立て、それをもとに人々を拘束していることが明らかになりました。この取り組みでは車のナンバープレートや銀行情報など個人情報のほか、顔認証や通話の盗聴など最先端技術を使って大量の人々を監視し、政府が独断で犯罪を犯しうると決めつけた人物を拘束し、政治教育センターと呼ばれる施設に無期限で収監しています。昨年4月からすでに数万人の人々がセンターに送られたと推定されていますが、この取り組みの仕組みや自分が監視されていること自体をほとんどの住民が把握していません。中国政府はテロリストの要素がある危険人物を対象にしていると主張していますが、実際は政府を批判した疑惑やイスラム教であるというだけで拘束されたり、本をたくさん持っている、携帯を急に解約したというだけで尋問されるなど、対象は広範囲に及んでいます。
Last week, Human Rights Watch revealed that Chinese authorities have deployed big data-based predictive policing in Xinjiang, an ethnically Uyghur region, even using it as the basis for arrest. The program leverages data like license plates, bank information, and personal information, as well as facial recognition and audio call data.This data is then analyzed by government authorities and used to arrest individuals who they believe may commit a crime. Those individuals are then detained indefinitely at a government education center. It is estimated that since April of last year, already tens of thousands of minority individuals have been detained. Even so, most people in these communities are unaware that they are being surveilled. While the Chinese government insists that it is only for the purpose of preventing terrorism,It appears it is being used to arrest and detain people who are merely suspicious or Muslim, and in some cases people have been apprehended for simply carrying a lot of books or for suddenly canceling a cell phone contract.
そう、 IJOP っていうプログラムがあって、それがこう名前をリスト化して出してくる、
うん、
でそれに基づいて現地の警察の人がその人の家に急に訪ねていって尋問したりとか、うん、あの場合によってはもう毎日やってきてチェックされるみたいなこととかもあるらしくて、ただその怪しいと決める基準とか分析方法とかっていうのはもちろん公開されてないから誰にも分からなくて、ブラックボックス状態なんだよね。
Is this an AI based technology that they're using?
だからまさにマイノリティリポート状態で、要は犯罪をまだ犯してないから当然罪状もないし裁判もできないし、
うん、
あのっていう状態の中で急に連れて行かれて、
うん、
なんか虐待されたりしてるみたいな、
うん、
ですごいテクノロジーを駆使してるから警察の人はアプリでそれを全部管理してるらしいんだよね。
So it must be like the Like the latest form of surveillance AI, I think, is like non-rule behavioral analytics. Which, so before they had rule-based surveillance, and they would set rules for like where people could go in the field of view of the camera. But the non-rule-based AI is essentially...they allow the artificial intelligence to monitor using, let's say, 500 different cameras. It monitors human behavior for a period of, you know, 2 months or something.
Mm.
And it establishes normal behavior. And then it can...create metrics for anomalous behavior.
Mm.
So if it identifies an object as a car, and then that car is on the sidewalk, that would register as anomalous behavior.
Mm.
And an artificial intelligence could recognize
that. And that's a very... 本当そういうことだと思う。だからこう、携帯を、 携帯の料金を毎月払ってたのに急に払うのやめたとかっていう、こうちょっとしたことでもう異常行動みたいな風にフラッグが立っちゃって警察が家に来るっていう、
yeah.
で、まあ、このウイグル自治区はいろんな少数民族がぐしゃっとなって暮らしてるわけなんだけど、mm. ここだけじゃなくて、まあ、ここがこのプログラムを始める最初の場所っていう感じで、ここからもうちょっと拡大していく可能性があるっていう、mm. まあ、今あの大統領のなんかその地域の安定化と和平を進める政策の一環みたいなこと言ってたけど、うん、本当にすごいよね。でもちろんだから住民の人はこれが行われてることすら気づいてない人が多いから、もちろん反対運動とかにも発展してないんだよね、知らないから、
うん、
であのアメリカの、あの中国系アメリカ人の人で何人かジャーナリストでラジオ局かなんかで、まあ、この話を報道したら家族が連れて行かれちゃって、
うん、
みたいな、もうだからその報道をするなって本人に言えってまず家族が脅されて、でそこから拘束されたりとかもしてるみたいだから、
Yeah、obviously it's problematic for the Chinese government to be doing this、But to me, the technology itself, I find very fascinating. Because it could be abused by anyone in the same way.
Yeah.
Corporations could use this without your knowledge as well. And what's so dangerous about it is how powerful it is that these, if it is this, you know, behavioral analytics that's AI-driven, that AI is capable of watching... You know, 500 different TV monitors at the exact same time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the only reason why all the data collection has been benign up until this point is because there was never any way to process all of that data in a meaningful way.
そうだからこうリソースさえあれば誰でもここまでできるんだっていう、だから、mm-hmm. ナンバープレートから、まあ、家の住所 もちろんそうだし、デバイス機器のトラッキングもされてるし、mm-hmm. 通話の中身も聞かれてるし、mm-hmm. だからどこに行こうが常にこうモニターされてるわけで、mm-hmm. 隠れようもないっていう。
And this behavioral analytics, it defines normal behavior. It defines、mm-hmm. a certain kind of behavior.
Yeah.
Right. If you're a minority individual, you may have minority behaviors. And so, you know, by definition, you will be flagged by AI.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
そうね。
So.
怖いよね。まあこれ、Human Rights Watch が最初に先週、まあレポートとして出して、そこからメディアも結構びっくりして、あの、カバーしてるっていう状態だから、まだちょっと、なんていうの、出たばっかり。
What do you think of?
これからもうちょっと情報増えるかもしれないけど。
What do you think of the term situation for President Xi?
What situation? Oh, the term. Oh, yeah. あの任期をもう無期限にするんだっけ
I don't know if it's 無期限, but it's
伸ばすんだよね。
とりあえず伸ばす。Right. I mean, I don't know what the I don't know if they're outright doing away with some constitutional law or yeah. how it works. I mean, a lot of countries don't have term limits.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's not that big of a deal, but it seems better to have a term limit than to not, right?
いや、絶対そう思うけどね。あの、本当に国民がもうその人、絶対その人じゃなきゃダメっていう、逆に国民からの声がある場合は、じゃあ本当は例えば12年だけどそこから伸ばしましょうとかっていうのがあってもいいかなと思うけど、民主主義だったらね。ただこう自らさ任期をなんか伸ばしたり無期限にするっていうのはすごいよね。こうその神経もすごいしさ。
I mean, you want a leader where it's like everyone's begging you to stay, and you're like, no, I'm good. You know, this it's time for someone else, and I'll step aside. Like that's the guy you want. You don't want the guy who's like, yo, let's extend.
そうだね。なんか悪者感があるよね。ちょっとわかる。
It's kind of sketchy. It comes off kind of sketchy.
次。 アマゾンの人工知能アレクサが唐突に笑い声を発することがあり怖いという声が先月末からネット上に次々と寄せられています。家で一人で過ごしている時に勝手にアレクサが笑った、夜中にベッドで寝ようとしていたら急に笑い声が聞こえたなど、様々な体験談がシェアされる中、今日未明アマゾンが修正のためのアップデートを公開しました。これまでアレクサ笑ってと言うと笑うように設定されていましたが、誤作動を減らすため今後はアレクサ笑えますかと聞くと、はい笑えますよという返事の後に笑う設定になっています。
Since the end of last month, people have been reporting online that Amazon's artificial intelligence, Alexa, began laughing at random times and that it is scary. People have shared experiences like being at home alone and suddenly hearing Alexa laugh for apparently no reason, as well as being startled as they go to bed by what sounded like a random woman in their home. This morning, Amazon released a patch update to fix the random laugh, while previously...If a user asked Alexa if she could laugh, she would laugh. In order to prevent creepy malfunctions, her answer has been changed to "Yes, I can laugh," which is then followed by laughter.
So, これまでは Alexa laugh でもう笑うようになってたんだけど、Alexa can you laugh って聞かないといけないくすることによって、まあ誤作動を減らす。なんか一人の人は Alexa lights off って言ったら。ラフと勘違いして笑ってきて電気はついたままみたいな、
うん、
ただまあ、これは一応今日未明にアマゾンが出したアップデートなんだけど、結構多くの人がその何にも言ってないのに笑うって言ってるわけよね、
うん、
それは今回のアップデートでは修正されないんじゃないかなと思って、どうなんだろうね、うん、まあラフって一言だとちょっとした物音とかを勝手に勘違いしちゃうから頻度は下がるのかもしれないけど、
バグの only laughing when someone asks you specifically to make a laughing sound is very clunky and unnatural、
うん、
right?
Like, yeah,
you want to be able to say something funny
yeah,
and
yeah.
then
and make her laugh.
Alexa laughs when AI laughs atGood jokes, then we're getting somewhere, you know.、
うん、しかもね、
Now, then we're really getting somewhere.
しかもこの笑い声がこうハハハみたいなわざとらしいのだったらまだあんま怖くないんだけど、結構なんかね、聞いた？
うん。
結構。
Can you do it?
いや、なんかみたいななんか結構リアルな感じだよね。
うん。
だから余計多分一人でぼーっとしてる時に聞こえたら人間だと思って。すごい怖そう。
It sounds, yeah.
で、今日未明に起きたことで、mm. もう一個もっと面白いのが、全然関係ないんだけど、オキュラスリフトが世界中で誰も使えなくなってるっていう、あのトラブルが起きてて今。
今
まさに。
何急に。
あの日本時間の今日未明から、あの世界中で。そのオキュラスのヘッドセットが使えない問題。
What happened?
あの、
Is it like the Steam server?
なんかね、certification が期限が切れちゃったやつが一個あって、それのせいでもう全員使えなくなってんだって。で、一個ソリューションとしては、
Is this like Y2K of Oculus Rift?
そう。で、その X デーがだから3月7日だったんだよね、昨日。だから日付を3月7日以前に戻すと使えるらしいんだけど、
うん、
普通につけて使おうとすると誰も使えないっていう、すごいよねそれも。だからこう、うん、もちろんテーマパークで使ってるとことかもあるし、まあ、家で使ってる人もいる、仕事で使ってる人もいるし、うん、もうみんながなぜか使えなくなっちゃうっていう全世界共通の。
Well, you know how the, this Alexa thing is a home assistant and it can、うん、like order food for you and stuff?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of error, if it had occurred widespread on Alexa devices, could actually be pretty disruptive.、
Mm.
You know, if every Alexa on Earth suddenly ordered a dildo or something, it would be pretty disruptive, right?
まあね。
Or whatever.
まあ、dildo 届くだけだったら。
Yeah.
Yeah, そうそう。だからこう、なんかこの2つの問題が、なんか一気に、ちょっとアメリカで報道されたから、どっちもなんか まあ、バグといえば同じっていうか面白いなと思ったけど。
I think Alexa can actually unlock your front door now.
Huh.
So if you order something and the Amazon delivery arrives, the delivery person will be let into your home by Alexa.
なんか日本の企業でもそういうサービスやってるとこあるよね。あの、誰が来た時だけ監視カメラが作動して、こう家の外にいても見える。でちゃんと宅急便の人が荷物だけ置いて出ていくっていうのを確認できるみたいなのは一回見たことある。
They'll be able to do that with, you know, Alexa could let your friend into your house, for example. So your friend comes over, and then Alexa can use the facial recognition and make sure that it's Bob and not someone else, right? And let Bob in.
ただこう、アレクサはまあ、見た目がこういうさ、ただの機械じゃない。で、アレクサが笑うだけでも結構クリーピーだけど、どんどんだから技術が発展していって、AI が賢くなればなるほど誤作動がより怖いなんか不気味になるよね、多分。
Well, right now it's that little, I don't even know what it is, that little canister on your desk, right? But pretty soon that canister is going to like walk around and like fold your laundry and drop your kids off at school and drive you to work and like all this other stuff, right?
I think
it's really going to be in the personalization. You know, they have this skills thing for Alexa.
Yeah.
So the idea is you're installing, they're just apps, right? So you can install apps on your Alexa.
Yeah.
But it's called a skill. And I think what they're going for is like, you teach the Alexa how to do different things you want it to learn.
そう考えるとやっぱりさ、AI の名前って重要だよね。
Yeah, it's not going to be, I mean, it's going to be important. I think they should already be doing this, but that you can name it. So you buy a dog, right? You name your dog. You don't leave it, you know, dog.
いやなんかさ、アレクサってさ、いるじゃん。人間でも。
Sure, yeah, I'm assuming. I haven't met any.
その人、私一人知ってるけど、普段、不便だよね、その人にとっては。
There's Siri, yeah? Tom Cruise's...
That's Siri.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
次。今週月曜日、監視社会や検閲をテーマにした TEDx がブリュッセルで開催されました。その中で芸術家のデボラ・デ・ロベルチスさんが過去に自らが受けた検閲に関して訴えかけるパフォーマンスを行っている最中に主催者の男性がステージに上がり、デボラさんを力ずくで引きずり出し、まさに検閲するという皮肉な事態となりました。さらに引きずっている最中にシャツがめくれ、デボラさんの胸があらわになったため、多くの観客はこれもパフォーマンスの一部と勘違いし、拍手する様子が見られました。テッドは公式サイトで、この対応は大変不適切であり、主催者からライセンスを剥奪したとコメントしています。
This week on Monday, TEDx held an event in Brussels on the subject of surveillance and censorship. At the event, presenter and artist Debra de Robelchis was in the middle of a performance recounting past violations of her free speech when a TEDx staff member ironically walked up and forcibly dragged her off stage. While she was being removed, her shirt began to come off, leaving her breasts overtly visible to the public. Mistaking it as part of the performance, audience members applauded.
So, video mita?
Yeah. I didn't see her whole performance. I just saw the clip.
So, あの、まあ、デボラ・デ・ロベルチスさんってアート好きな人は多分聞いたことあると思うんだけど、結構、あの、過激なパフォーマンスするというか、あの、多分見たことある人がいるとすれば、あの、オルセイ美術館のクールベのあの世界の起源っていうさ、女性のまあ性器が描かれてる下半身の有名な絵があるんだけど、その前でこう自分も下半身を露出するみたいなパフォーマンスをして、あの、
So there was kind of a precedent for the nudity performance thing?
So 結構まあいろんなところに行ってまあ素っ裸になったりとか、まああの、まあ、そういうのがいろんな主張をしてる人なんだけど、まあだからそういうふうに検閲されることが多いんだよね、美術館から追い出されたりとか。だからそれについてこのテッドで 話してたわけよね、
うん、
で、まあ、芸術家だからスピーチするっていうよりかはなんか言葉を発しながらこう、ね、後ろでなんかバイオリン弾いてる人がいてこう踊るみたいな感じのパフォーマンスしてたら、うん、まあ、おじさんが出てきてこう急にズルズル引きずり出すって。
What was her performance itself exactly? Do you know?
なんかね、その
there's like, there's like seven people or something, right? And there's like a couple people like rubbing their faces on her legs or something.
で、多分その後ろのスクリーンで過去に検閲を受けた自分のパフォーマンスを流してたんだよね。で、その中にもちろん裸の映像も含まれていて、で、多分その主催者の男性はまあ引きずり出したんだと思うんだけど、そもそも裸とかがダメならなんでこの人を呼んだのかも謎だし、
うん、
本当にね、お客さんはみんな拍手してるんだよね。
Yeah,
もちろんこれも、
yeah. No one even reacted slightly weird even.
そう、もちろんこれもだから検閲を表してるパフォーマンスだろうなって誰もが思ったと思うんだよね。あまりにもだってジョークみたいじゃない。
It still looks like part of the performance even after you read the article.
そう。
I actually thinkIt's a better performance. I mean, I think everyone, it fits the performance, you know? If someone came up and like grabbed her and dragged her off.
Yeah.
I mean.
そうだ、検閲は良くないですよって話してる真っ最中に、しかもね、男の人が、多分この人結構なんかフェミニズムみたいな感じで、こう女性の体みたいなさ、こう、女性の裸体を、まあ、例えばクールベのやつとかも要は絵として見る分には美術館もみんなこうアートですって言ってるくせに生身の女の人が性器を出すと急に美術館とか博物館もああまあはしたないみたいに、
うん、
急にこういい子ぶる、
うん、
その矛盾みたいのを常にこう指摘してるんだよね彼女は。だからで、まあ、もちろんそのクールベのやつの時なんかもう、まあ、パリだからお客さんも結構寛容というか、だからそこでその女の人も普通にもう足広げて精液出してるんだけどみんな拍手してるみたいな。そうみんな拍手してる中で、まあ、美術館の人に連れて行かれるみたいな感じなんだけど、そう、そういうのをいつもやってる人だからそれを知らないで呼んだってことはないと思うんだけどね。
Well, nudityDefinitely makes people uncomfortable, you know.
So,
and I think it'll always be that way. I mean, it'll vary how uncomfortable it makes people,
yeah.
And it has varied historically.
まあ、彼女は他にもニューヨークのMOMAに行くと、例えば全体の作品の 5% ぐらいが女性のアーティストによって作られたもので、も大半は男性なんだけど。ヌードをテーマにしたものだともう8割以上が女性の裸だと、だからこう女がモマで扱われたい場合にはアーティストになるより裸のモデルになった方が手っ取り早いみたいなことを、まあ、自分のパフォーマンスで表現したりっていうのもしてる人なんだけど、
I mean, how do we draw these lines between like, you know, the art, you knowIt's art or it's pornographic or it's I don't.
だから
everyone's line is completely different, right?
そうで、まさにこのクールベの絵なんかは何年か前にフランス人の人が Facebook に載せたらアカウントが閉鎖されちゃったんだよね。ポルノ扱いになって、でずっと訴えてて、今も多分裁判終わってないと思うんだけど、例えば当然オルセー美術館ではそれはポルノではない。アートですって言って飾ってるし、その世界の起源っていう絵はもう高尚な絵画としてその美術界で認められた作品なわけじゃん。だからこうでもそれだからアメリカからするとそれはもうポルノってなっちゃうとかね、そういうなんていうの、ラインが人によって違うから、
especially if someone is naked in personIt's certainly even harder to draw that line between art and pornographic or offensive or like edgy or like what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know?
だから前にろくでなし子さんの 裁判があった時とかもそうだけど、うん、まあ、私はそのゾーニングって言って一応こう誰にでも見れない状態、ちょっと部屋が分かれてるとかであれば別にそれはもう何でも見せていいと思っていて、うん、あのモマに前に行った時にもあのマリーナ・アブラモビッチがまさに本人がそこにいて、あの本人の展示会をやってて、そこは生身の裸の男性と女性がいるのよ、
うん、
でそれぞれみんなが作品として立ってたり、うん、なんかインスタレーションと絡んでたりとか、
うん、
で本当の人なの。でそれも一応入り口にはあのウォーニングサインがあって、あの子供とかはちょっと気をつけてください、入っちゃダメよなのか気をつけてねとか、うん、あのまあ大人に向けてもこの中に本当に裸の人間がいますよとかさ、でそれ 見たいなって思う人は入ればいいし、まあそんなっていう人は見なきゃいいし、うん、っていう選択肢さえあれば別にいいと思うんだけどね。
There's definitely way more nudity in TV shows than there used to be, right?
え？
Don't you feel like there's a lot more nudity in TV shows?
In the States. Because in Japan,、mm-hmm. it's the opposite.
Oh, yeah. Well, in Japan, it was like 10 years ago, if you watch TV around midnight, there will be...
Yeah, there were like boobs.
Yeah, but now...
そうだね。アメリカは、そうね。HBO とかね。おっぱいは全然。
HBO, Netflix. There's like... There's boobs. There's like dicks flying around all over the place.
Yeah. そうだね。見えてるね。
Yeah. That wasn't the case before at all.
自分
And it's very like overt or it's very contrived.
Yeah.
You know, when they show nudity, often in these shows, it's very contrived nudity.
Yeah. 一回、あの、まあ、変な話。私は、あの、海外の AV とかも見たことあるから、別にモザイクかかってなくて、男性のチンコとか。
Mm-hmm.
なんか自分が AV 見てるって思った状態でチンコ出てきても何にも思わないじゃん。
OK
で、まあ、おっぱいとかも何も思わないじゃん、だって AV だから、
yeah.
そりゃあるだろうみたいな、
yeah. Yeah.
ただあのフランス映画って結構おっぱいとか出てくるわけ、全然こうペローンみたいな感じで、hmm. そんなエロくもない普通のもう着替えとかシャワーとか、hmm. なんだけど、あの私が好きなさ Blue is the warmest color っていう映画見てた時に、あの普通に男の人のチンコがポロンって一瞬こう映るシーンがあって、しかも彼はあの硬くなってる、
うん、
でその時に自分がすごいなんか衝撃を受けちゃって、なんか心の準備ができてないっていうか、なんか
心の準備みたい
な、なんか見ちゃいけないものを見ちゃったみたいな、
うん、
それがだから AV だとさ、
別に I don't think I've ever seen an erect penis in a movie.
In a normal movie でしょ、
Or
そのポーンじゃないやつででしょ、
well, yeah. I don't think of that as a movie.
すごいなんかふわって思ったんだけど、そのわって思った自分も何なんだみたいな、
mm.
要はこのアーティストの人が言ってる、まあ矛盾だよね、
mm.
だからその見慣れてるはずの癖して急になんかキャッみたいな、なんか何自分も純粋ぶってるわけじゃないけどなんか何なんだみたいな。
I guess I mean on the other hand, why is there an erect penis on the screen, you know?
そうびっくりしたのそれが。
Yeah. So what was the it was just some sex scene in a French movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
びっくりしで女の人の体が映ることってよくあるじゃん、普通の映画でも、うん、まあモザイクかかってないとかさ、性器もちょっと見えたりするじゃん、うん、男の人はあんまり見せないじゃん。
There was that weird what was that superhero movie with the blue radioactive guy who's just like swinging his dick all over the movie?
What?
The with the Rorschach test guy. What was that? Like Watchmen?
Watchmen.
I like fell asleep during that movie, and yeah. I woke up, and there was like this blue radioactive guy, like naked, on the TV. I was like, "Wait, what? What am I watching?"
Right.
But
so, でも例えば HBO とか見てても女性の方が出す割合が多いというかさ。
Definitely.
だからそこでちょっと不公平感を感じるけどね、なんかなんかそっちばっかり。
But if there were as many dicks in TV shows as there are tits, it would be out of control, wouldn't it? Like, we don't need, like,
control how?
We don't need, like, vaginal close-ups or something, you know, like, how?
Well, I'm not saying that I want close-ups. I'm just saying that,
like, so it's just there, like, in the background, or, like,
like, 女優の負担の方が大きいって、
女優の負担が大きい。
し、なんかこう。
But how many male actors are trying to, like, whip their penis out?
You're gonna have like, a lot of sex scenes.
Like dedicated like penis actors. You know, they have like hand models.
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I mean,
I guess.
基本なんか女性の裸の方が多いじゃんね。
Yeah.
次。
New research at Karolinska Institute has found that our perception of whether some behavior is morally right or wrong can depend on the prevalence of such behavior. In the study, an experiment was conducted where participants played a public goods game in which players received a sum of money that they chose to either invest in the group or keep to themselves, judging the morality of such decisions after each round. Although altruistic behavior was judged more moral than selfish behavior,Both behaviors were perceived to be more moral by individuals when exhibited by the majority of the group, suggesting people's sense of morality is socially conformist and that our social environment can alter our moral compass. The research was published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology.
学会誌 Journal of Experimental Psychology に掲載されたスウェーデンのカロリンスカ研究所の実験で、人が特定の行動を道徳的に正しいか正しくないか判断する基準は、その行動が広く普及しているかどうかに左右されることが分かりました。実験では、被験者にお金を渡して、他の人のために使うか、自分のために貯金するかを選ばせます。多くの人が他者のためにお金を使う方が道徳的に正しいと認識している一方で、グループの中に入れられた場合は、大多数が選んだ方を正しいとする傾向が見られました。つまり、個人の道徳感は環境によって即座に変化し、グループに合わせることが優先されていました。
Yep.
まあそうだよね。その道徳動向もそうだし、こうそれが普通か普通じゃないかっていうのも、まあ当然だけど、もちろん大多数の人がやってるかやってないかで左右されるわけで、よく思うのはなんか宗教とかもさ、キリスト教ってもうめっちゃポピュラーポピュラーでし有名だから別にみんなへーって思ってるけど、例えば宗教っていうものがなくて急に誰かがなんか神がとか言い出したら やばいやつってなるじゃん、とかそういうなんてみんながやってればなんとなく受け入れられるっていうなんか。
Yeah, I feel like there's an evolutionary argument for that too, though, right? Because if you just like if something, if a story makes it this far, you have to assume like there's something about this story. Like there's so many different stories that could have made it this far. And if something has served populations well enough that those populations exist, because...The vast majority of populations are, you know, didn't make it to the present, right? Then they've kind of won an evolutionary, like, ideological battle, or at least made it up until this point. Obviously, that battle is still ongoing. You know, so I think there is merit to thinking that way. But obviously, a rational...way of thinking would be first principles, which is the exact opposite.
Yeah. そうね。だからマナーとか慣習とかさ、そういうのも、まああとジェンダーロールとか、そういうのもこうみんながやってるとか、これまでこういうふうに何十年もやってきたみたいなものにこう、まあそれでいいものもあるけど、まあそれに縛られて逆に苦しむ人が多いっていうのも。
Well, it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right?
Right.
Because if it ain't broke and you try to fix it, you risk breaking it.
Right.
So the idea is, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But it also means, if it ain't broke, never do anything to improve it either.
Yeah.
You know, so there's value in both positions, I think. You know, you don't want to just completely throw it out if it's kind of working.
Yeah.
But you don't want to just accept everything up until now, because that may not be enough to get you through the future.
Yeah.
Right?
そうね。だからまあ場合によるのかもしれないけど、そのマナーみたいなのさ、タクシーに乗るときに、じゃあ上座がどこでとか。
うん。
もうそういうのもさ、道が混んでたらその子ってなんかさっさ早く乗れみたいな感じになるし、例えば名刺渡すときも机をこう机の上からやっちゃダメだから、みんながこうさ会議室の端っこに寄って名刺交換してとかもさ、
うん、
こう場所によってはもう机がすごい長い長いとかでさ、うん、もう机の上からやったほうが早いって言ったらもうそれでいいやとか、なんかそういう臨機応変なときもあるけどね。でもういいや気にしないみたいな。
Yeah, wellYeah, it's...
だそういうふうにしてどんどんなくなっていくんだろうなと思うけど。
Well, I feel like a lot of tradition and manners and the things that a lot of people are taught by their parents, part of it is to help you get along with other human beings
yeah.
in the world. You don't want... I forget who said this, but...The tension exists between the individual and the group. It's very important for you to fit
yeah.
in somehow. If you don't, you'll probably be eliminated
yeah.
in some way.
I think it's hard in this current generation because, 例えば親の世代だったら絶対 100% やってたことを今やんないこともあるじゃん。例えばうち祝いとか、
mm-hmm.
誰かが子供生まれてお祝いあげたらうち祝いが返ってくるとか、そういうのもさ、やる人とやんない人がいるから、例えば自分がもらっちゃった時に、あ、返した方がいいのか、それとも逆に気を使うか返さない方がいいかとかさ、
yeah.
なんていうの、昔だったら全員が返してたからもう考えずにさ、mm-hmm. 返せばいいけど、今逆にね、なんかやることによって気を使わせちゃうこともあるしとか、
yeah. And there's kind
難しいよね。
There's a tipping point, or you know, like the study suggestsYou know, our perceptions about these behaviors changes depending on how the population is weighted.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So once it gets below a certain number of people that are doing something that you feel like you're supposed to do, you can be like, oh, not that many, not, you know, not everyone does it. And then those people that expect you to do it can be like, well, not everyone does it.
Yeah.
And then it kind of dissolves from there.
そうそう。だから今まさになんか。そこの合間にいる感じがする。
But everything is dissolving right now. Everything is dissolving. People don't even realize, like, all these customs, like, we can choose to keep them and we can choose to get rid of them.
Yeah.
It will be, that choice will be made by you and me. Like, our generation will decide that. How much you feel like what your parents gave you is valuable and how much of it is trash.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.次。
According to a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences by researchers at the University of Colorado and University of Haifa, holding your partner's hand can synchronize your brainwave patterns, relieving pain. The researchers recruited 22 couples and assigned them roles as either pain receiver or pain observer, and monitored their brainwaves with an EEG under pain, no pain, and touch, no touch conditions.The experiments showed that holding hands while experiencing pain significantly increased the correlation of their brain waves as well as pain relief.
米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたコロラド大学とハイファ大学の研究で、恋人と手をつなぐとお互いの脳波がシンクロし、痛みが軽減されることが分かりました。研究では22組のカップルを対象に、痛みを受ける側と観察する側に分かれてもらい、脳波を測定しました。すると、痛みを受けている際に手をつないでいると、脳波が大幅にシンクロし、同時に痛みが軽減されていました。めっちゃ可愛くない?この話。
They're calling it social touch related analgesia.
Okay.
So that means, yeah, pain relief associated with social touch or touch from other human beings. And it seems to be also correlated to empathy. So the more, if you evaluate people to see how empathetic they are towards their partner, the more effective that touch will be. Also, it seemed to have, obviously the brainwave synchronization was most powerful when they were holding hands, but even just being in proximity or knowing that the person was there at all would begin to synchronize their brainwaves. But it's this person seeing that this person that they care about is in pain, and then because of empathy, their brain tries to emulate that in some way, right? In their own mind. And so the researchers were saying that interpersonal touch may be blurring the line between yourself and another person in kind of a weird way.
でもそれも結局は痛いっていうことを相手が分かってくれてないとワークしないっていうことだもんね、そもそも。だからこう痛いの我慢して言わないとかだと、あの伝わらないから、そもそも。
Yeah, I think so.
そうだよね。
I mean, there may be subliminal versions of this, but... Yeah.
いやなんか結構そのカップル同士とか結婚してる同士でもなんか我慢してあんまり言わない人とか多いじゃん、特に日本だと。でなんか自分一人でなんかすごい辛い思いするみたいなさ。
Yeah, well, there's a sense of role or a sense of duty more in relationships, I think. So people tend to like swallow things themselves more rather than expressing it to the other person.
Yeah.
And people here, you know, don't really hold hands or touch as much as they do in other cultures, I think. You know, people walking around, even it's not that common, you know, to like hold hands and walk around, right?
そうだね。
I mean, that's, I feel like that's one of the good things about traveling. You know, if you go overseas with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, you can hold hands, you can do whatever, like you don't know any of these people, who cares, you know, like you can kind of I feel like that interpersonal like communication gets better because of that. No?
え、日本いる時我慢してんの？
No.
PDA.
I'm not necessarily. But there's a feeling of seclusion when you go somewhere else, you know. You don't feel like it's just us in Tokyo. Like, hell no, there's shitloads of people here. But if you go somewhere else and you're like tourists, you know, it's kind of like, ooh, it's
just two of us.
It's just us. Yeah. And there's all these people that live here, but it's kind of different, you know.
Yeah. So common there.
Because it's an adventure, because you're going to go back.
Yeah.
If you're already, if you're home, you're not going to go back. It's not an adventure. You're home. You haven't left yet.
Yeah.
How can it be an adventure?
Well, it could be, depending on your mentality, I guess. But, そうだね。旅行めっちゃ行きたい。もう寒いし。
So cold.
PDA ね。まあ、でもそうね、国にもよるよね。すごい激しい。まあまあ激しくしても別に何もみんなが思わないとこと、まあ、日本とか結構激しくしてるとなんかキモみたいな感じで言われるし。
Have you been in like excruciating pain and then like held someone's hand?
Yes.
And then you suddenly feel like, oh my god, like I might actually survive.Like it's like it's a very specific. I feel like it's a very specific urge to hold someone's hand if you feel like you're just toast. Like you want to like reach out. It's like somebody like help me out. Like hold my hand.
Yeah.
Like, I'm about to get wiped out here.
Yeah, I might have talked about this, but so like, 一回あの遠水切除の手術した時に、麻酔、まあ、手術終わってまだガチャガチャなんかお医者さんがやってる時にこう目開いて もう看護婦さんの手をがっちり握ってたもん知らない間に。だから寝てるんだけどなんかすごい握ってたし、
うん、
まあ、不妊治療であの子宮頸管を拡張するっていうもうゲロ痛いやつやった時も、うん、あのもう痛すぎてめっちゃ泣いてたんだけど、こう看護婦さんがずっとなんか手をさすったりとか持ったりとかしてくれて、うん、もうそれだけで本当にもう結婚したいこの人とと思っちゃったもん全然違うんだよね、その人が。だからいるいないと、その触ってくれてる触って知らない人なんだよ、知らない人だけど、こうなんか痛いでしょうねっていう気持ちを持って優しくしてくれてる、うん、っていうのがいるといないで本当に全然違った。からめっちゃ感謝したもん。本当に結構。
People, you know, we want connection, especially when we're like in a dire situation or in emotional pain, especially. Yeah. And we definitely take it for granted the rest of the time, right? But it's like, and in our last episode, we were talking about like preparing for death and stuff.But I remember talking to someone who said that they like had to hold someone's hand like as they were like passing away, right? And it was like so intense for them that they had to like process like what that, you know, what was that, you know, what was I to them, you know, what was I to them? And it was like this really intense. It was just like this, like,The hand holding is what made it so intense, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
全然違うもんね。かと思うとでもさ、なんか触られたくない時に他人に触られる時の不快感といったらないじゃん。なんか本当にこう同じ行為でも、その脳の状態とか自分のメンタリティによってさ、全然違う結果になるっていうのも面白いよね。
Your partner could try to touch you when you're upset.And it's the last thing you want. Like, just don't fucking touch. Yeah. Not now.
Like,
touching? No. Yeah. Right? But yeah, it's because it has that power.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, my brainwaves and your brainwaves are so different. Don't even brainwave me. Don't even try to sync our brainwaves. How dare you? You know?
そうだね。面白いよね。
Right? You know your brainwaves are like in a completely different place when you don't want someone to touch you and they're trying to touch you. It's obvious, right?
Yeah. そうね。次。
NASA announced in a blog post yesterday that they are inviting the public to submit their names to be stored on a microchip which will ride to the sun on board the Parker Solar Probe, which will be launched in the summer of 2019.On board a ULA Delta IV heavy rocket. The Parker Solar Probe will travel on a highly elliptical orbit around Venus and our home star, making 24 orbits over 7 years to approach just 5.9 million kilometers, or just over 4 solar diameters, from the sun's surface, traveling through its coronal atmosphere. The spacecraft will make direct measurements of electrical and magnetic fields, radio waves,plasma density, and electron temperature, as well as capture images of the solar corona and inner heliosphere. Protected by an 11.5-centimeter thick carbon composite heat shield, it will accelerate in a tight pass by the sun at speeds up to 690,000 kilometers per hour and reach temperatures as high as 1,400 degrees Celsius.
NASA は昨日公式ブログで2019年に太陽に向けてローンチ予定のパーカーソーラー探査機に一般の人々の名前を保存したマイクロチップを搭載することを発表し、名前を載せたい人への呼びかけを開始しました。探査機は ULA Delta 6ヘビーロケットで打ち上げられる予定です。
Delta 4?
あ、4か。それこの後半ノート作るの忘れてたけど、まああれだよね、あのその探査機がやることの詳細。
うんうん。
1400度ってすごいね。
Yeah, well this is going to be getting much closer to the sun than anything previous. There have been a few solar probes sent previously.
Okay.
And there is aThe SDO Solar Dynamics Observatory is active right now, which takes some pretty cool pictures of the sun.
でもそれよりも近づくってこと?
Way closer. I mean, this one will be flying through the sun's atmosphere.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the sun's atmosphere extends probably like 12 million, probably more, out from the sun's surface.
Okay. Oh.
If you go watch an eclipse, you can see this. But the sun is, it's that disk, but there's also extending way out from that disk are these crazy waving...
Right. 見たことあるわ。
Like,
ゆらゆらしてるやつ。
They're called helmet streamers.
Okay.
Yeah.
ああ、そっか。その中まで行くってこと?
It's going to go even further into the corona, which is... The helmet streamers are coming off of the corona, so they go even further out. But it'll be going, I believe, into the corona.
すごいね。あの、名前あれしてくれたんでしょ?載せたんでしょ?
Oh, yeah.
載せたってか、載せるんでしょ?
No, I already did. It's already confirmed. So, Michael and Mommy Bilingual News should be on this... This flash drive that's
Yay.
On the probe and will fly into the sun.
Yay! 楽しみ.
And it will be the fastest object in human history too.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Okay.
Fastest man-made object.
69万 kilometers.
Because when it whips around the sun, it'll... When you get that close to the sun, the gravitational forces are very high. So it'll just go like right around the sun really fast.
Okay.
And then slow down and go around Venus again.
Okay.
Yeah. One of the reasons why this is so important and why they're investing so much money into this is because there have been events in the past... Where there have been coronal mass ejections. And in 1859, there was the Carrington event, where a solar flare or a coronal mass ejection knocked out communications in North America and in Europe.
Right.
So we want to be able to understand the sun better so we can predict when things like this will happen. And then there's... Just knowing, just being prepared would allow us to take a lot of measures to,
right.
So it won't be so disruptive. But if we don't know, then we wouldn't have much notice at all.
急に来るってこと?
Yeah, and it would probably disable GPS satellites, communications satellites, possibly blow up transformers. Like power transformers on Earth.
For how long?
Well, if it blows up all the power transformers, then no one would have electricity for months.
Whoa.
Because you'd have to build new power transformers. And we can't build enough power transformers to replace all the power transformers.
まあそうだよ
ね。It wouldn't happen, so...
そっか。
So, yeah.
Wow.
So there could actually be some serious problems.
Okay.
If there was an event like that. And they believe that, I mean, this is far more likely an event than an asteroid impact, for example. Like, scientists completely expect there to be a major solar event, you know, within the next few decades. Like, without a doubt.
Okay. For months は想像できないもんね、ちょっと。
Well, it would have to be quite large to destroy, you know, to do that much damage.
But
we don't know how big they get, and we don't really know, like... The world has been so analog in the past that it wasn't really a major event, even if it did happen.
It's like,
they would just have, like, auras, like, way further... closer to the equator than usual. But other than that, that's about all that happened before. But now it's like we have all of our...
一番やばい。
It's the dark angel premise or whatever, right?
一番やばいもんね。
Was that a solar flare? Or
Dark Angel.
Or was it like an EMP or something? Didn't that happen?
That was about... Dark Angel was about mutants.
But I thought in the future, like, the electronics got destroyed or something.
Ah, そうだっけ? I don't remember. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Anyway.
Well, what do you know about the sun? I was thinking about this. We have all this super advanced stuff studying the sun.
Yeah.
And the sun is like the main, you know, it's a big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But how much do people know about the sun, like generally?
I don't know.
Like how?
Not much.
Like it's, like...
そうだね。あの、まあ、月とかの方がね、あの、
詳しい。
人間も行ったし、うん、ガスとかじゃないから、そこ地表もあって理解しやすいっていうかさ、うん、太陽の話ってあんまりしないもんね、確かに。
うん。
一番なんかお世話になってる感はある、あるけど。
Right?
Yeah.
Right? What's a bigger deal than the sun? Like, ね、what do we owe more to?
ね。
What do we have a larger obligation to understand than something like the sun?
I don't know.
Or we're just like, no, it's chilling. Like, don't worry about it. It's gonna come up tomorrow. Like, we're good.
ね。
We just take it for granted.
The only time that I hear about it, like, you know, like the sun affecting our lives and stuff, like the change is that it's going to explode eventually, you know, in millions of years or something, and then it'll like swallow Earth.
Well, I hope not millions of years. That would be pretty soon.
But like, don't they say that?
Well, I think it'll...
Or way more, like tens of millions. I don't really know, but...
Do you know what's going to happen to the sun?
That it's going to, like, explode, right? And it's going to, like, swallow the Earth.
Well, the sun is going to become a red giant before it explodes.
Okay.
And it'll swell in size.
Right.
And it'll become so large that it'll just, you know, Mercury and Venus will just disappear
right.
into the sun. Maybe Earth, too.
Yeah. That's what I...
Like it'll get so much bigger.
Yeah, I think that was even in my textbook, you know.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, but I won't be here anyway, so like, who cares? みたいな感じだったけど、それぐらいかな。
Well, the sun is a, I guess it's like a yellow dwarf.
I still remember like, あの。この番組が5年とかだっけ、だから6年前ぐらいにあのマイケルと話してて、まあポッドキャストやりたいよねみたいな、で I might have been in Germany or something, but I was recording our conversation、
huh.
just to see, you know, if it's listenable、
mm-hmm.
and you were like, ああなんか太陽って地球の何倍ぐらいだと思う、 and I was likeAnd you were like, are you serious?
Yeah. What do you yeah. know the answer now?
No.
How many times bigger than Earth is the sun?
I know that it's like way bigger.
Okay.
Definitely
like
not
how
three.
Many times bigger?
I don't know.
Like 10 times bigger?
I don't know.
Like in terms of its volume.
Because like honestly to me it's all the same if it's like 50 or 100.
It's 1.3 million
yeah, see?
Times bigger.
Yeah, definitely not three.
Not three times bigger. No, it's way bigger.
なんか数がさ大きすぎるとさもうなんていうのどうでもよくなるよね。なんかこうさ地球の2倍とかの方がまだなんか、mm. ああねみたいな。でも100万倍とか言われるとさもうなんか。
It's the same as like sunbite, right? It's like slightly more than sunbite.
Yeah.
You go from sunbite to like 100万倍 and it's like, oh, it's like...
一緒一緒。
Yeah.
もう想像できないっていう意味では。
I really think that's happening all the time and no one ever talks about this problem, but our brains really, really don't do it. They just don't.
無理なんだよ。
The brain just doesn't do it. And yeah. so when we're talking about like, do you think aliens exist or something... If you show someone a picture of the Andromeda galaxy, the crazy picture they took where it's super, 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 super high
yeah.
def, right? You can just zoom in. There are so many stars.
Yeah.
There's so yeah. many. Like, the number million, the number billion, trillion, these numbers matter when you see it. with your eyes. You're like, oh my God. But if I just say 1.3, you know, million, you're just like, oh yeah, samba is the same. That's literally like what's happening.
Yeah, yeah.
But when you see it with your eyes, you know, like your jaw will fall off.
Yeah. そうだからなんか宇宙って広いんだよねって言ってる時に普通の人間がこう想像してるやつのしょぼさっていうかさ、なんていうの、全然こう、だからそれをかける100億倍とかしても結局こう人間の脳からすると同じっていうかさ、わかんないからね、もうしょうがないんだけどさ。
I mean,
the
size, the scale of these real things is so ridiculous. Like, we can't even show you, you know, like if someone wanted to show you how far away from the sun we are, we can't. Yeah. Because if you really want to show that scale, the earth turns into like a piece of dust.
Yeah.
Like you can't, like if you want it to be to scale, it's too... How can you show it?
Yeah.
You can't, right?
No.
It's like...
It's too much.
It's too big.
Yeah. 3倍ではないっていうね。あの、この間ゲストに来てくれた桜井さんがセルンに行ってきたって言って、あの、T シャツくれた、送ってくれたんだよね、セルンの。あ、今マイケル着てるけど。で、私と私のあの、夫の分まで送ってくれて、めっちゃ優しい。かっこいいよね、mm. これあの黒くてあの公式が書いてある。
Yeah. It looks complex.
Yeah. で公式の説明もこう英語とフランス語で。
This is the I think it's the standard model.
Standard model of particle physics. を数字で表したものですっていう。
Thank you.
ね、ありがとうございます。めっちゃ優しい。なんかクマちゃん T シャツをね、あの、まあ、ゲストに来てくださったお礼にって渡したら、それのお礼って言ってこれ送ってくれたんだけど、めっちゃかっこいい、これ着よう。マイケルちょっと増えてきたよね、このあの何科学 T シャツみたいな、パルコ T シャツか。
もう That's all I have now. All my clothes are like particle
T シャツ。
I have a collection of particle T shirts now.
そうだね。かっこいいよね、ありがたい、ありがとうございます。めっちゃ嬉しい、びっくりした、何、文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad、で、バリガニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部のテキスト読み放題という激安プランもやっていますので、ぜひ購読お願いします。単語テスト機能とか、リーディング練習用エッセイとかもついているので、ぜひぜひ。あとインスタグラム、フェイスブック、ツイッターもやっているのでフォローお願いします。
We have an update that will be rolling out soon.
でかいアップデートだよね、マイケルがめっちゃ頑張ったやつ。
We mightroll it out gradually.
Okay.
And probably okay. announce it properly next week once it's kind of tested out. But
okay.
You might be able to get it.
どんどんパワーアップする感じなので、ぜひダウンロードしてみてください。ダウンロード自体はタダだからね。アプリ自体はタダだから。終わり。
以上です。
バイ。
バイ。